Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning. It is week 13 of the NFL season and time for another edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. Each and every week, this show comes to you thanks to these great sponsors. That's ACC Midwest Transportation, the United States Marine Corps, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar, and West Central Trophies. A full plate of Fantasy Football Foursome with you on the show today. How's the season going, Eric?
Oh, John, it's going great, John, except for in the Loon League where, like, I'm 6-6, which is the same as kissing Jack's sister.
Lyle.
No complaints here, riding that 7-game win streak into the playoffs, and hopefully I can get one more win, maybe two more wins, and lock up that number one seed.
Justin.
Hey, I'm chasing Lyle for that number one seed, but I'm looking pretty good for the playoffs as well. Dallas's defense didn't do me any favors with negative points on a Thursday night game, which surprised me a little bit, but I still feel pretty good about pulling out a victory this week.
Jack.
Yeah, I'm where Eric is, 6-6. We've got a 4-way tie at 6-6 in our division. So I'm assuming if the playoffs started today, I've got a week one bye at 6-6. Meanwhile, JJ's like 9-3 and is not so it's just, who knows? This week will be very big. And I went against CeeDee Lamb last night, so not off to a great start.
Well, as I look at it, Justin, you are 100% in. Along with Lyle, Justin Klinghagen as well. Jack, yeah, you're top over there. You got the 63% chance. I'm still fighting as well. I'm 7-5, 74% chance, but just been ravaged by injuries. Seems like that's the story every year. Anyway, for the next hour, we're going to be talking about everything in the world of fantasy football. We want to help you win your league, and if we can help you, I got the notifications finally figured out. For those of you who text last week and didn't get a response, wah, wah, wah. I talk about the brand new Central Tire text line, and then I didn't get any notifications, so I didn't write anybody back. So I'm sorry about that. Hey, you can send us a text. It's the Central Tire text line, 320-235-9094. This time, I promise, I'll get it. Time for the ACC Midwest Transportation Injury Report. All right. Let's start with out because it's the shortest list. Jonathan Taylor, kind of from out of nowhere, hurts himself in last week's game. Injury to his thumb, out multiple weeks, and now the Zach Moss show begins again. Congratulations to those of you who kept him as a handcuff. Luke Musgrave from the Packers with a lacerated kidney went on short-term IR. Let's move on to questionable, which is two-thirds of the league right now. But as far as some of the newer names you're hearing, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he is trending toward to being out. Joe Flacco could get the start in Cleveland. Breece Hall, Travis Etienne, Javonte Williams, Tajay Spears, Kareem Hunt, Aaron Jones all got questionable tags for this week. Along the lines of wide receivers, Chris Olave trending toward out. Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown, Tank Dell, Pop Douglas, Quentin Johnson, Amari Cooper, Rashid Shaheed, Jerry Judy, and Rashee Rice, and some Cooper Kupp showing up on the questionable report as well. Over to the who will be in this week. Well, Jake Browning's in. Who cares? C.J. Stroud, ankle injury, he'll play. Baker Mayfield, Will Levis, yes. But the name that's been talked about, Aaron Rodgers, Eric. Practicing. They opened up the 21-day practice window. Is this guy going to be fantasy relevant at all this season?
Oh, man, it's such a tough, I think they're going to have to let him do what he wants because it's Aaron Rodgers, and you don't get really much to say. I mean, he wants to be the only guy to ever come back in the same season from this injury. He's going to be that guy. So I guess it's not going to surprise me to see him out there. I think the ownership wants to hold him down. I don't think the coach wants him to play, but he's Aaron Rodgers. He's going to do what he wants, John.
Justin, Thursday night football, Dallas 41, Seattle 35. Dallas, contender or paper tiger?
Dependent on Dak Prescott. And I think they're a contender. His defense did him no favors last night, and he still found a way to carry his team to victory. I mean, he played well in a tough game, a close game. He couldn't count on his defense to generate turnovers or to shut the other team down. And I think he played really well. He moved in the pocket well. It's probably the most entertaining Thursday night game I've seen this season. So I do think they're a contender, and I think that defense more often than not is going to play the opposite of what they did Thursday night.
Lyle, Tony Pollard, 68 yards, 3.4 as was his average on the ground. He did get you a score, not you, but any Tony Pollard managers. How high up would you say he is on the list of disappointing fantasy players based on where you drafted him?
I don't own him in any leagues. Pollard's probably just at the back half of like the big disappointments. I think there's definitely a handful of guys that have been much worse than him this year. But considering how many points Dallas has scored, and especially these last like 8 weeks with Dak being so impressive, it probably is a little. It's kind of like staggering to think that they could be as good with getting as little as they have from Pollard all season.
Jack Metcalf, 6 receptions, 134, 3 scores, one of them being 73 yards. Seattle goes down to 6-6. A lot of people upset with Geno Smith. I guess I say all that. Does Seattle make the playoffs in the NFC?
No, I don't think they do, unfortunately, because I love DK Metcalf. I've got him in Purple Pride, and he gave me like 40 points. I don't know. I see too many teams coming in ahead of them, and honestly, I mean, obviously Dallas is going to make the playoffs, so it's really everyone's fighting for two spots. So now when you start to look at the Lions and the Vikings, and someone has to win for the NFC South, I just don't know that Seattle is going to be the one that makes the cut.
We're going to come back and talk daily fantasy news and strategy on the Week 13 edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. I want to remind you about that Central Tire text line, 320-235-9094. Again, I will get the notification this time, and we can actually respond. Time to talk daily fantasy for Week 13. Let's talk about quarterbacks. Start with you, Eric.
All right, John. Well, you know, I'm always looking to save money on quarterbacks. I'm staying away from those top guys with some tough battles like Hurts going up against San Francisco. I'm going to give you the hot hand, Russell Wilson, going up against Houston. He's $5,700, which is very cheap for a quarterback. It's going to be a shootout. Stroud and the boys are going to put up some points. Russell Wilson, the hot hand. Man, this could be 30-plus points just like that Thursday game.
Lyle, what do you got?
Russell's on my list. I'm going Brock Purdy, though. The other side of that Philly matchup, he's only at 6,100, so you save about $2,000 over Jalen Hurts. And the Philly defense actually hasn't been that staunch against the pass this year, so I like his chances to get at least 2 touchdowns this week.
Justin.
Yeah, I got Brock Purdy as well in there. Another cheaper option for you would be Sam Howell against Miami. He's a couple hundred bucks, or he's basically the same price. But I like Purdy the best.
Jack.
Well, I think if you want to spend a little more, Trevor Lawrence of Cincinnati coming to Jacksonville. Cincinnati looks terrible. I love Brock Purdy in league play. I don't like him in daily. I think he's too attractive to everyone. So I'm saving a bunch of money going down, and I'm using some Minshew mania. Gardner Minshew got Tennessee this week. Tennessee sucks. I think Minshew might run the ball a little more with Taylor out. I know Moss is going to fill in well, but I like Minshew to get 15 to 20 this week.
I like what all of you said. My top two are Purdy and Wilson. I like Minshew as well. If you're a gambler, and I mean a gambler who's trying to save money, Joe Flacco against the Chargers. $4,600, 38 years old, gambler's play only. Gambler play only.
Stop it. Listen, we have a hard enough time maintaining any idea that we know what we're talking about. And here you come with Footsteps Flacco.
I made sure to say that this is a gambler's play only. Total GPP play. That's it. Running backs, Lyle.
Well, the first one that everyone should probably have in a lineup is Zach Moss, $4,600. That's just an inefficiency in the system, right? But for what I really want to get into the lineup is Najee Harris at $5,200. It's been 5 straight weeks, I think, where he's had pretty good fantasy performances. and the value on his price tag has not quite crept up high enough. I like Najee's chances to triple up.
I think Zach Moss is going to be owned in so many, but you have to play him. Justin.
Yeah, I agree with Lyle, but I'm going to take Jaylen Warren's side of the Pittsburgh just because he's got more big play potential. So for league play, I like Najee probably better as a safe play, but for daily, I like Jaylen Warren more upside. And then I'm also going to give you Rashad White, who's playing against Carolina. Tampa Bay is at home. Rashad White's on a bit of a heater. Carolina 30th against a running back, and he's only $6,300. So a couple of good values right there.
Jack.
Yeah, I agree. Zach Moss is probably the chalk that everyone's going to have. And if you get him at $4,600, you can afford Kyren Williams at $7,200, who I accidentally traded in another league. But I did get Travis Kelce, so it is what it is. But I've got him in at $7,200. And as far as Jalen and Najee go, I have both of them in two different leagues, and I start them both. Jalen's the receptions guy, gets less carries. Najee gets more carries. So I think, you know, if you're getting points for that reception in whatever daily or, you know, site you're using, then go for it with Jalen. And if not, then Najee's probably the play.
Eric.
Yeah, I like these guys' takes. I'm going to go with Isaiah Pacheco. Pacheco, $6,500, going to be a Sunday night matchup against the Packers. I like Pacheco this week for, you know, a couple touchdowns. He's on the rise, John, and he plays with the best quarterback in the league.
Had to laugh. Speaking of the Chiefs, they executed the first Monday night flex game for next week, and the Patriots are so bad that ESPN flexed Patrick Mahomes out of primetime. Oof. Anyway, moving on to daily fantasy. My two guys that I like, and I, again, you've all thrown out great ones in my opinion. I also like Ramondre Stevenson against the Chargers at $6,000. Javonte Williams is a good play against Houston at $5,700. How about wide receivers, Justin?
Well, I'm going to pair Brandon Ayuk with Brock Purdy. Ayuk salvaged his day last week with the touchdown. I think he has an even bigger week this week. He's a little pricey at $7,200. And then a cost lineup filler guy I went with, you know, I talked about maybe Sam Howell earlier. I don't mind Curtis Samuel for Washington. He's only $4,100, and Miami is likely going to be up in this game, so Washington's going to have to throw the ball, which Sam Howell is more than happy to do. Curtis Samuel's had some big games, $4,100.
Yeah, for sure, Jack.
Well, if you can afford it, you go out and get Tyreek Hill, and then you just figure it out from there. But if you want to skip the big money, the most expensive receiver I would get is Calvin Ridley, $6,400. Again, I talked about Trevor Lawrence, but since he come into Jacksonville and Monday night game, Cincinnati to me just sucks. Whole team's falling apart. And then I think you've got to have Adam Thielen in there at $6,600. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay really bad against opposing wide receivers. Adam Thielen has been on fire. Probably the best value pick of any draft all year has been Adam Thielen, and I love when he has success. He's such a good dude. So, and then on the cheap, Rondale Moore, $3,400. If you want to get a part of Arizona,
Jack would tell you that you can afford Tyreek Hill if you play Joe Flacco at quarterback. Eric, what do you got?
Moore.
And Rondale.
Yeah, it'd be tough to afford Hill with the guys Jax came out with before that. But I'm going to go Deebo Samuel, $6,200, which I know isn't super cheap, but going up against Philly, who can't stop the pass to save their life, like Lyle mentioned earlier, I think Deebo is the guy to own. Ayuk is fantastic, too, as a receiver, but Deebo Samuel used in all aspects. I think they're going to try to plug up McCaffrey, and Deebo will kind of get the reward.
Lyle.
Yeah, I like the Arizona receiver, too, but I like Dortch, Greg Dortch. He's had 17 targets the last 2 weeks, $3,700. And then if you really pay close attention on game day, I like the chance of some really cheap New Orleans receivers, A.T. Perry or Lynn Bowden Jr., $3,300 or $3,000 for those guys, respectively.
I would lean toward Perry, and Dortch is so Michael Wilson dependent, but I totally agree with that. These guys throw out great names. I will throw out some other budget guys for you. That includes Pop Douglas, if he's a go against the Chargers at $4,300. Jonathan Mingo, I'm not one bit worried about playing him. He's got a great matchup against Tampa Bay, as Jack talked about. They're a pass funnel. $3,300. Jalen Guyton turning into the only thing the Chargers can put out next to Keenan Allen. He is $3,300. Let's talk about tight ends, Jack.
For me, there's just one on the list. I'm going with Laporta, Detroit at New Orleans. New Orleans bad against tight ends. I think they will have some coverage on Equanimeous. And I think the run game is going to struggle just a little bit against them. I know Bijan had a great game after I said last week that he wasn't. He came out and had an all-timer. But I blame that on Arthur Smith being an idiot and not knowing what to do and when to do it. So, anyways, I think Laporta is going to be the main kind of go-to guy for Detroit. And I think he's going to have a big day. And for $5,600 or $5,600, save a lot of money over guys like Kelsey.
Eric.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Laporta call if you can afford it. You know, a little cheaper than that would be McBride. I like McBride this week at Pittsburgh. You know, McBride's just kind of that guy every other game. He's due for a big game here, and I need him to beat Lyle this week. So go McBride.
Lyle.
I'm going David Njoku. I didn't really realize this, but six straight with 10-plus fantasy points, 7 of the last 8. So if you're looking for just some steady performance, $4,100, David Njoku.
Justin.
Well, I think Jack said Equanimeous earlier, and he meant Amon-Ra St. Brown, Equanimeous being his brother, who I think plays for the Bears, plays on the bench. Okay, tight end. So I've been averaging about $6,000 a player so far as I've constructed my lineup, which means I got to chop that in half to have anything left for my flex. I'm going to go with how the hell Hunter Henry. $3,100. Going up against the old Chargers, who are terrible against tight end. Billy Zappi's coming in. I think he's actually starting this game. And it just seems like Hunter Henry gets a couple touchdowns and probably, I don't know, 37 yards receiving, but I'll take it.
Couple more budget plays that I like this week. Tyler Conklin, $3,000. Chigakwonko is at $3,100. I like the Hunter Henry call. The value play that I'm probably going to be setting every lineup is that decimated New Orleans passing attack. Juwan Johnson is probably going to be lining up at receiver this week, and he's $3,400. I know his biggest game, I believe, is 5 catches, but I think $3,400 is just too cheap for the situation. How about defenses, Eric?
I'm just in shock here that Justin just recommended Hunter Henry, and John actually backed him on it. Are you guys watching the Patriots play this year or what? Like, what are we talking about? Okay, who am I putting as defense? Well, we talked about earlier, you talked about Joe Flacco might be a Cleveland Brown. I'm playing the Rams defense, and I'm playing them in every league, in real fantasy, in fake fantasy, in whatever.
Fair enough. Lyle.
I'm taking Denver again at Houston, $2,700. They've been forcing turnovers. Let's ride them till they're like Russell would do. Let's ride. Let's ride the Broncos.
Joe Flacco for the wind. Justin.
Well, we're talking about $3,100 for Hunter Henry, Eric. That's what it's daily play, right? I chose to save money at tight end and throw a dart at the cheapest wall I could find. I'm going to go with the New York Jets for the same reason. They're $3,500. Atlanta is not putting up a ton of points. They rarely score more than 21. And it's in New York. I don't know. The Jets defense is better than they played. Maybe they get fired up for one more game and it's against Atlanta this week.
Jack.
Yeah, I think I'm in that $3,400 range. So I like Jacksonville with Cincinnati coming to them. Again, I'm going to keep riding this thing because I think Cincinnati's just hot garbage. And if I had to pick between the Falcons and the Jets, I'd take the Falcons defense over the Jets this week personally. But $3,500, you can get either one.
I'm not in the $3,400 to $3,500 range. Nope. That's why I am, and I'm serious when I say this. I love Washington defense against Miami. It's $2,300. Certainly, there's going to be some issues there, but it's $2,300. And that is a GPP play only because nobody is going to pick them in tournaments. It's $2,300. You can afford to have so many better players when you pick like that. All right, we're going to come back. United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors. It's a fantasy football foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. The United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors up next. Boy, it gets thinner and thinner as each week goes on. It's like this every single year, but big bye week this week. A lot of players out on bye, so this is going to matter. Eric, quarterbacks, what do you got?
Yeah, John, if you're in one of those leagues, 30% of leagues that Russell Wilson's still available, that's a no-brainer. But I'm going to go with Jordan Love. Available still in about 60% of leagues. He's been added in about 12% of leagues this week. He's going up against the Chiefs. And coming off a 25-point fantasy outing, Jordan Love, if you go look statistic-wise, John, is not a bad he's a top 10 quarterback in fantasy. So safe play, available in almost half of leagues.
Wow.
No, Geno Smith played on Thursday night, but he'll be somebody I'm adding to the waiver wire, so make sure you scoop him up, especially if you need a backup, like I will when I have Sam Howell on bye. I'm going Nick Mullins as a speculative ad. I picked him up in the Loon League. I think he may start as the Vikings quarterback in a week, and I'm going to have him maybe playing for my fantasy lives in the Loon League next week.
Wow. Justin.
If he's available in 50% of leagues right now. I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield. Going up against Carolina. He's got Mike Evans, and White has been pretty good catching the ball out of the backfield. So that's enough for me. If he's available, I'll pick up old Baker and start him this week as a plug and play.
What do you got, Jack?
Minshew Mania, baby. Gardner's available at 90% of leagues. He's got a lot of weapons in Indy, and he's not afraid to get a little mobile and run. And he's got Tennessee this week, and Tennessee's just not good. So, better than that Minnesota fifth string you're running out there, Lyle.
I'm shocked that Minshew's available in 90% of leagues. That's one I'd go with. Running backs, Lyle.
Well, we kind of went over it. Zach Moss again, the obvious. It's pretty sketchy out there. Probably some Royce Freeman, just because he's been getting some volume, even though they have I guess returned the reins to the lead running back to Kyren Williams in L.A. But Freeman's a nice add if you're looking just for a safe 6 to 10 points.
Justin.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Samaje Perine. I like Javonte Williams, but he hasn't really taken the job and run with it. And Samaje's had 13 points in his last two games, and he's available in like 70% of leagues. So it's a guy you can actually pick up, and Houston's not a bad matchup either.
Jack.
Yeah, 100% on the Samaje Perine train. And other than that, I would tell you to go ahead. I mean, Elijah Mitchell's available. A lot of these top backups are available for these running backs. And, I mean, it only takes a quick injury for you to have the number one guy somewhere like Zach Moss, right? So don't be afraid to grab someone else's handcuff if you have no better options than just garbage on your bench.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Get rid of the roster cloggers for potential number ones. Eric, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, finally some good fantasy advice from Jack Culbertson about the handcuffing, your guy and making sure you get rid of your garbage. Chuba Hubbard, maybe, John, still available in 50% of leagues, coming off 19 points last week. This guy's hit or miss, going up against a tough Tampa Bay defense. So, if you're desperate and need to beat somebody like Lyle, maybe a Chuba Hubbard will do the trick.
Yeah, and I'll throw out D'Ernest Johnson from Jacksonville. Tank Bigsby is very disappointing. Tank Bigsby is now the third string running back. So you're going to get some pass down work from D'Ernest Johnson, and you're also one step away or one injury away from him taking over that Jacksonville backfield. I like him in a roster slot for sure. Wide receivers, Justin.
I'm going to go with Jaden Reed. Quietly for Green Bay has had double-digit points in PPR formats in 8 of his 12 games. He's been pretty steady and pretty reliable. I got no problem plugging him into the lineup this week in a flex spot or emergency receiver start with all the buys we got going on.
Jack.
Yep, I like him. I also like Noah Brown, Houston, available in 65% of leagues. He was the number one guy for CJ. Is that the commissioner calling?
Yeah, that's Goodell. We'll stand by. I'll grab that. And you keep going, Jack.
Probably Flacco's Medicare coverage calling in. But, I think Noah Brown, again, available in 65% of leagues. He was Stroud's kind of go-to guy before he got injured. He's still available to pick up as you go through your playoff runs. And then secondly, I'll tell you, guys like Gallup and Dallas, Dallas gets one more win and they kind of lock in that, and the Eagles, heaven forbid, get a win, and Dallas kind of locks in that wild card, which is easy to do in the NFC this year. They're not going to be playing CeeDee Lamb every game, and guys like Gallup are going to be the recipients of a lot of those shares. So as you're going through your playoff run, start thinking about that. Some of these teams are going to be benching really key players, and some of these guys like Gallup who are really good but don't get the looks are going to get them for one or two games.
Eric, wide receivers.
You give the guy a compliment, he really tries to come up with some stuff. I'm going to go with the cheese.
Eric, you said handcuffs, and every time I think of you, I think of you in handcuffs. So it makes sense.
You know, I'm gonna go Captain Obvious here. Rashee Rice, John, still available in 40% of leagues somehow. He'd been picked up in about 10% of leagues this week, coming off a 24-point outing. This guy, over half his games, John, this year have been double digits, some of them pretty big games. And, again, on the Kansas City Chiefs, if you need a sexy flexi, I see Lyle smart enough to pick him up. That's probably why he's like 10-2. And, yeah, there you go.
Rashee Rice. What do you got, Lyle?
Yeah, I've had to pick up – Greg Dortch in a league, actually, to play this week. So who's the other receiver? Wilson. If he's not playing for Arizona, then I like the Dortch call. And I like A.T. Perry in a true dart throw format. A.T. Perry has like a flex this week.
Yeah, the Arizona Cardinal wide receiving core, the Lollipop Guild. The only other name I would throw out there, I see some Pop Douglas still available in 63% of leagues. We talked about him earlier, Curtis Samuel, 57% of leagues, quietly the most explosive receiver, or the guy getting the most points in Washington. And Josh Downs is still available in 50% of leagues, and I don't understand why. Tight ends, roulette, Jack.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kate Otten, Tampa Bay. Got Carolina coming to Tampa, then they're going to Atlanta and Green Bay. You know, Mike Evans obviously is the big target there, but Tampa Bay is still fighting for a playoff spot there in the NFC South, and I think Kate Otten can be a big part of that. Four receptions in each of his last two games. He's got 8 points in his last two games, and at this stage of the game, if you need a tight end, 8 points is about what you would expect.
Eric.
Yeah, it's slim pickings, John. I like the Kate Otten call. Maybe go with a little Juwan Johnson from New Orleans. Hopefully you have better options. He's had some double-digit fantasy points. He's playing on New Orleans against Detroit, who's not very good against the tight end. So maybe a little Johnson. He's a big, big, big guy.
Wow.
I only had two names on the list. Juwan Johnson's at the top, and good old Hunter Henry, sadly, is the other one. So I hope you can find Juwan Johnson.
Justin.
Yeah, I agree, Juwan Johnson. And then just because of limited availability – and a different quarterback starting. I got Hunter Henry as your desperation 14-team league, you know, waiver wires picked over play.
Gerald Everett's available in 75% of leagues and came off a 14-point outing. And he's Gerald Everett, so he is their number one choice. As we've all said, we all hope you have better options than any of these guys that we're talking about. We're just hoping for 8 points. Let's run through defense streamers quick, Eric.
I mentioned it. Earlier, the Rams defense, John. I mean, the Rams defense still only rostered in 30% of leagues, which is basically all the people who added them this week, which was in 26% of leagues, John. Coming off 9 points and going up against the Cleveland Brown stains. You got to get them in there.
Yeah, they are kind of back to the Brown stains now, aren't they, with this quarterback situation. Lyle.
I'm going to go Jags Atlanta Falcons for this very reason. This is their schedule. At the Jets, Tampa Bay, at Carolina, Indianapolis, and at Chicago. That sounds like fantasy points right there.
Yeah, Arthur Smith about to save his job for another year, and I know Jack's excited about that. Justin?
Love the Rams call. I'll give you the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are available in 55% of leagues, and they're playing Carolina and the swing and miss Bryce Young.
Jack?
Yeah, to me, there's really only one to go with, and that's going to be the Indianapolis Colts. They are available in a ton of leagues. Hold on 1 second. I just picked them up, John, so I gotta go back to my player screen.
75% of leagues.
Thank you. But it's also their upcoming matches. They've got a lot of soft matches coming up. Take a look at the Indianapolis Colts, who they have coming up. I think it's like all backup quarterbacks and then Atlanta. I mean, they should be able to go on a little run.
Well, go on a run yourself over to West Central Trophies and go to westcentraltrophies.com. There is still time to get your league some hardware, get plaques, get trophies, get something to give away for your fantasy football season. It makes it more fun. And you might be shocked at how reasonable they are. Or maybe the person who wins the toilet bowl gets a special steel mug like the ones we give away here at the Loon, or just some sort of recognition. Anything customizable, you can find it. Go to westcentraltrophies.com. Great local business, proud sponsor of this show and the Loon. We'll come back. It's time for Trenchum and Benchum for the remaining games of Week 13. It's the Fantasy Football Foursome. We're back on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Time for Trenchum and Benchum. Big bye week this week, this late in the season. Baltimore, Buffalo, Chicago, the Raiders, the Vikings, and the Giants all on bye this week. Makes for some interesting games. You'll see some common themes here along the lines of weather. Let's kick it off. Eric, Chargers, New England Patriots.
All right, John. Thanks for starting me off with this snoozer of a game. On the New England side of the ball, I'm starting nobody. let's go over to the Chargers side of the ball, where I'm starting Keenan Allen. He's going in the trenches. Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, he is due for a monster game. It's just, you know, he's going to stay due, I guess. I mean, every week we call him out for, you know, finally going to have a monster game, and he just has average games. So Austin Eckler, he's a running back number one. That's probably it, John, on out of either team. You got three starts in this game, and they're all on the Chargers side of the ball.
I'd tell you Ramondre's all right for this week. He's the only thing they have left, him and Pop Douglas. Chance of rain and the Chargers favored by 5.5 points. Jack, Atlanta taking on the Jets.
Well, I tell you, it doesn't get much more on fire than this matchup. on the Atlanta side of the ball, last week I told you not to start Bijan against the Saints with the playoffs coming up, too risky of a play. Well, that backfired. So we're going to put Bijan back in the trenches. No Drake London, no Derek Ritter. We'll go Kyle Pitts at tight end if you're really desperate at tight end, and we'll go Falcons defense. On to the Jets side of the ball. Breece Hall is the only starter I see there in that Jets defense. Tim Boyle, last two games, has a combined 6 fantasy points. He doesn't rush the ball. You know, there's just nothing happening in New York. So, I mean, unless the coach gets out there to play, no one's worried about the Jets. Terrible game. Eric, why are you still a cat? I don't understand what's going on. but yeah, so anyways, Atlanta's got to win this one. Let's go.
So here's some things that can make this game better. Rain is in the forecast. That will be fantastic. Yeah. And Atlanta favored by 2.5. Here's my favorite. I think they wanted to. They put the over-under at 34. I think they wanted to go under 30. I think that would have been a safe play. Regardless, if it was 30, I'd still tell you to go under on that one.
John, the only thing that made that game better would be edibles, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. Lyle, Detroit, New Orleans.
Yeah, this has got a little more fantasy implications, especially for the Lions. How many times over the years would you think the Lions are going to have great fantasy assets? But this week, especially, they do. Jared Goff, he's a must-start with all the bye weeks. He's definitely a top 12 guy this week. David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, they are definitely running back ones, if not safe running back twos. So get those guys in the trenches. Same with Amon-Ra St. Brown at the receiver position. He's playing each and every week. And so is Sam Laporta. He's emerged as a must-start tight end. And so he's in your lineup no matter what format. But that's about all the further I can go with the Lions. For New Orleans, it's a pretty simple one for me. I think I play in Alvin Kamara because he's an RB1. And if Chris Olave passes his concussion protocol, I think he's a safe wide receiver too. I'm not going to play Derek Carr just because he hasn't been a top 15 tight end or quarterback this year. So I'm going to keep him on the bench. And in tight end mandatories, I'm going to play Taysom Hill and Juwan Johnson. I think both are deep league must starts in 12 team or more tight end leagues.
Detroit is favored by 4.5. Justin, you've got Arizona taking on the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, you only have to start two players in this game, and it's probably Trey McBride and Kyler Murray. You can put Connor and Hollywood in the flexi. Greg Dortch, Rondell Moore, I would put in desperation category. Connor hasn't hit double-digit points since week 3 against Dallas, and he missed a couple games in there, but still, he's not by any means in the must start, even as a running back. Moving on to the old Pittsburgh side of the ball. I hate to tell you, but it doesn't get much better over here. Throwing Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris, they're, you know, 50-50 split. They're pretty much dead even in points. 50% either way. Deontay Johnson, George Pickens in a flex. Pat Freiermuth, I'm trenching him. And that's it. Move on from this game, and hopefully you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, because rain is likely in the forecast, and Pittsburgh.
You don't say.
Yeah, I know. Pittsburgh somehow favored by 5.5 points. Wow. Eric, Indianapolis, Tennessee.
All right, John. Well, let's start on the Tennessee side of the ball. I'm not starting Will Levis. He's going to sit on the bench. But Derrick Henry, he could be in the trenches, coming off a 20-point outing after a couple very small single-digit outings. So I like Derrick Henry this week against Indy. They're not very good against the run. DeAndre Hopkins, he's had more double-digit fantasy outings than single digits. But, you know, the problem is, John, he's kind of hit or miss. But he's just a good, sexy, flexy, safe to put DeAndre Hopkins. I feel he has a good game against Indy. That's it on that Indy side of the ball. Who we put in the trenches? Let's pull him up here. Zach Moss, I think, like we said, we're picking him up. And he's been picked up in 26% of leagues this week, John. So even I don't know why he's on the waiver wire in any leagues anyway. He should at least be on a roster spot. But he's in the trenches this week along with Michael Pittman Jr. And I don't mind Gardner Minshew coming. But, you know, realistically, 14 fantasy points last week. This guy has more bad games than he does good. So hopefully you have better options at quarterback. And that's it on the Indy side of the ball, John.
Indianapolis favored by 1.5. Jack, you've got Miami taking on the Commanders.
Yeah, so I think, you know, any game with Miami is a good game, right? So your Dolphins, basically start them all. Watch the injury designations, but guys like Hill and Mostert have carried questionables into the weekend every week darn near. Fun stat on ESPN Fantasy when you know, for Tyreek Hill, only 2 games without a touchdown this year and only 4 games where he didn't hit 100 yards, so just unbelievable. But Tua's in the trenches as well. I've always liked Mostert better than I don't even know how to pronounce it, a chain, who knows. But I think you can get all those guys started. And if you're relying on one of those Miami running backs and you don't have Jeff Wilson Jr. on the bench, you got to get that done sooner than later, right? On to the Washington side of the ball. There's been a couple of things to celebrate in Washington with Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel's been semi-decent. Someone's going to have to score here. I think you could go with Robinson. He's top 5, top 10 running back. But Miami's defense is pretty stout, so you're going to have Robinson in your lineup no matter what, Robinson Jr. I like McLaurin over Samuel if you have to start one. And I guess Lyle, for your team, Sam Howell would probably be the best QB, right, because you're looking at rolling out Nick Mullins. So if you're a Nick Mullins, you know, supporter, then, yeah, Sam Howell is like – that's like Tom Brady in his prime coming to see you. But for those of us with quarterbacks, Sam Howell's on the bench.
Chance of rain in the forecast. I like Miami minus 9.5 points. The over-under is the highest on the slate this week at 49.5, but with rain, 49.5, maybe under, I don't know. Lyle, Denver, Houston.
Well, I am going to be playing Sam Howell this week, so that is my best option, I guess, this week in the Loon League. So that's all I got. For the Denver Broncos, definitely got 3 starts. Russell Wilson, just because there's so many buys, and he has been creeping towards a top 12 performance overall, so I think you got to put him in. I think you're definitely playing Cortland Sutton. He's a safe wide receiver, too. And I know Javonte Williams, he has no rush touchdowns yet this year, but he is pretty usable in the passing game. I think in a PPR setup, I would at least play him as a flex. But I'm not touching any other Broncos as far as putting them in the trenches. And as for Houston, you got a couple obvious starts, starting with C.J. Stroud, who he's quietly crept up to, what, quarterback 3 in PPR setups, which is pretty impressive as a rookie. Tank Dell, if he does get on the field, I think he's an obvious start. So is Nico Collins. I think Devin Singletary is at least an RB2 at this point. Certainly a safe flex option. And I could even make a case for Noah Brown. I know he's questionable, but if for some reason he gets cleared and goes, I think he could be a safe, sexy flexy as well. I'm not playing Dalton Schultz just this week. I want to see if he can get back on the field. And I'm not playing Pierce at the running back position either.
Houston favored by 3.5 points. Justin, Carolina, Tampa Bay.
Well, I looked it up, and there's a chance of rain in the forecast for this game. Big shocker there. All right, Carolina side of the ball. Adam Thielen in the trenches. Chuba Hubbard with the bye week, sexy flexy. Had a pretty good game last week, so you can go ahead and throw him in if you got bye week blues. That's it for the Carolina side of the ball. Moving on to the Tampa Bay side, it's a little bit better. Rashad White in the trenches, Mike Evans in the trenches. Cade Otton is not a bad plug and play this week if you got your starter on a bye or injury problems. Same thing with Baker Mayfield at the quarterback. And I would trench that Buccaneers defense as well. Let's move on to the next game that I'm told, that's right, has a chance of rain.
Mike Evans, Hall of Famer in that game. Chance of rain, as Justin, as meteorologist Justin Havemeyer said. Tampa Bay favored by 5.5, which brings us to Cleveland and the Rams, Eric.
Well, it's never raining in L.A., John, so, you know,
right.
I think we're safe here. We're going to start with the visitor, Cleveland Browns. I mean, this is horrible. I'd suggest not starting anybody on this game, John, but for fantasy relevance to talk about something, we better talk about these guys. David Njoku, he's probably your safest play at tight end there. He got 11 last week. He averages about 10 fantasy points. Safe 10 fantasy points this week, so he's a safe play. Jerome Ford, not quite sure what's going on with this running game. Joe Flacco, I'm avoiding these guys. Amari Cooper, I'm staying away from the rest of this Cleveland team. Going on to the L.A. side, which has also been very disappointing this year, John, who am I putting in the trenches? Well, Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp has had like 7 weeks, 6 weeks in a row, John, where he hasn't eclipsed 6 fantasy points. Yeah, so I'm going to keep it awkwardly silent for a second so you can let that soak in. 6 fantasy points he's averaging the last 6 games. Yep. So Cooper Kupp, I'm probably putting him on the bench. The only guy really worth starting safely is Kareem Williams, who's having a beast of a year, coming off 38 fantasy points last week. I'm putting him in the trenches. Puka Nacua, he's a wide receiver number 3 at this point. Matthew Stafford, hopefully you have better options maybe in the bye week, coming off a decent week last week. I mean, Lyle, maybe Stafford's on the waiver wire for you. Go pick him up. Put him on your team. That Rams defense is a safe play this week, John. Although they're like ranked like 30th in the league, anybody against the Cleveland Browns stains is worth a start.
Watch out. Joe Flacco taking the field. Rams favored by 3.5 points. Jack, well, some, including myself, calling it a preview of the NFC Championship game, San Francisco, Philadelphia.
Well, I don't know how, because it's not being held in Atlanta, so I don't know how you're seeing that, but okay. Let's dive into it. And by the way, Cooper Kupp, trade that dude, man. Get somebody you can use. All right, San Fran side of the ball, pretty easy breakdown, right? Philly's number one against the run, doesn't matter. Christian McCaffrey's got 16 touchdowns in 12 games. Obviously in the trenches. Brock Purdy in the trenches. He's going to have a good game. Ayuk and Samuel are both startable. If you have both of them on your team like I do in a couple leagues, just start them both. It doesn't matter. George Kittle, he's in at tight end. I mean, he's a tight end one in most every league. And the Niners defense, again, I know it's Philly. They're going to score points, but the Niners defense is pretty legit. So if that's who you've been rolling with, I think you can continue to roll with them. On to the Eagles side of the ball here. Jalen Hurts obviously is in the trenches where there's nobody better. A.J. Brown carrying a questionable tag a little bit into the weekend, but I like him to play. Smith, I'm putting him in the trenches as well. Swift, putting him in the trenches. And that's kind of where I'm stopping there. The Eagles defense, I think you could put them on the bench this week. There should be better defenses you can play. Both kickers are fine. And again, if you've got a DeAndre Swift and you don't have Gainwell on your bench, now's the time.
I thought this was interesting. Well, not the rain, likely. That's not interesting at all. San Francisco on the road, favored by 2.5 points. That's a kind of a punch in the face to the Eagles.
Well, who just gave the Eagles a run for their money a week ago? Who was that?
Why am I forgetting this?
Buffalo. Buffalo.
Yeah, they had to kind of come back and win. And Josh Allen's been great in fantasy, but Buffalo hasn't looked great. So I think there's just a little bit of – when San Fran shows up as a complete team, I think they're unbeatable.
Sunday night football, Lyle. Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, pretty simple stuff. The usuals for Kansas City, right? You're playing Patrick Mahomes, playing Travis Kelce, playing Isaiah Pacheco. And at this point, the new guy into the mix is Rashee Rice. I think he's a safe wide receiver 3, or for sure a flex option for you. He's a solid option. And you're definitely playing that Kansas City defense. 8 out of 12 games this year, they scored 10 or more fantasy points. You're playing them each and every week. As for Green Bay, I'd like to say you could play a few guys, but I don't know if you want to. Aaron Jones, when he does play, doesn't produce. I know he's projected for 14 points, but that's if he actually finishes the game. Christian Watson had a decent game last week, but that's been pretty spotty. I think maybe just Jordan Love this week because there are so many bye weeks, I think he could be a top 12 quarterback for the week. But I'm not really seeing a lot of other options. Even Jaden Reed looks like he had an off week last week. I think I'm just playing Jordan Love and leaving the rest of my Packers on the bench.
Chance of snow in the forecast to break it up a little bit. Kansas City favored by 6 points at Lambeau Field, which leaves us Monday Night Football, Justin. Cincinnati Bengals, Jacksonville Jaguars. This could have been a much better game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. You got to play Ja'Marr Chase. You got to play Joe Mixon. I don't feel good about playing T. Higgins. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'd play Curtis Samuel over T. Higgins this week. I just don't trust it. I'm the guy who got burned last year when he was supposed to play, did, you know, one snap and then was out the rest of the game towards the end of the year, if anyone remembers that. So I'm going to stay away from him. So Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon, and that's really it. That's all I'm putting in the trenches on the Cincinnati side of the football. As far as Jacksonville, now we can talk a little bit about some fantasy relevance again. Trevor Lawrence, who's been red hot, in the trenches. Calvin Ridley, in the trenches. Travis Etienne, in the trenches. Starting all three of these guys with confidence. Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram are also in there. Zay Jones in a sexy flexi. And I will trench that Jacksonville defense this week as well, playing Cincinnati at home with Jake Browning at quarterback.
Jacksonville is favored by 8.5 at home. And that's going to bring us to the close of the Week 13 edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. All right, again, we are getting notifications now, so please feel free to send us a text if we can help you out in any way. It is the Central Tire text line, 320-235-9094. We want to thank our producer, Nate Thomas. Of course, we want to thank our sponsors. That's Rough Swings and Sports Bar, the United States Marine Corps, ACC Midwest Transportation, and West Central Trophies. For Eric LeBrotton, Jack Culbertson, Lyle Dickman, and Justin Havemeyer, my name is John Jennings. We will see you next Saturday at 10 for the Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon.